So let's remind ourselves of this amazing story. Zach and Betty were a lovely old couple. They loved each other very much and they loved God very much, but they were disappointed. I don't know whether you've ever been disappointed, hopes that you had that haven't come true, perhaps things that you really, really thought were going to happen and it just hasn't happened. Bad news, maybe. You see, Zach and Betty wanted to have children. They really wanted to have a baby, but now they were too old. But things were about to change. One day, Zach was chosen to be the special person, chosen to go into the most special place in the temple, which was the most special building in the whole of Jerusalem. And only one person every year was allowed to do this. Zach had dreamed of this moment all his life. So on the big day, Zach got ready and he went into the very special place. So it was a real treat. But even better than that, when he got in, Zach met an angel. Even better than that, the angel told Zach some wonderful news, really good news. God was going to give a very special present to Zach and Betty. Yes, a little baby boy. Even better than that, the angel said this baby boy is going to be really special, an important person that God would give special powers to by his Holy Spirit from a very small age. And he would help the whole of Israel turn back and follow God again. And even better than that, this baby that their son was going to point to and say there's someone even better was actually going to be God coming to rescue the world. So Zach found out that he was having a boy, that his boy would be special, and his boy was announcing not just someone else, but the savior of the whole world. So Zach was so excited, he couldn't wait to rush home and tell Betty and tell his friends. But he just stopped, just as he was about to go, and said to the angel, "Hang on a second, how can I do this? I am really old, and Betty's really old. Really old people don't have babies." So the angel said, "Oh dear, I know you want to run out and tell the whole world, but I'm afraid you'll need to keep this secret a little longer." So Zach had to go home. Although he wanted to tell people his good news, he couldn't. He was unable to talk. So he spent 9 long months pointing to things, using sign language, scratching words out on tablets, like the ones some of you may be making in your craft activity. And when he'd been waiting all this time, after 9 months, the happy day came. I love this picture. Isn't that great? Betty had her baby. And now in those days, everyone called the first baby after their dad. So everyone said, "Well, we'll call him Zach, like his daddy." And he still couldn't talk. So he wrote on his tablet. That's too small. And I've still got bad handwriting.
That'll do. That'll do.
Do you want to take it up to the camera? His name is John. And at that point,
yeah. You've rotated it.
Oh, it's upside down, darling.
Is that better?
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
It's slightly
okay.
Better.
There you go. Okay.
That's lovely. His name is John. And at that point, Zach could speak and he could tell everybody his good news. He'd seen an angel. Even better than that, the angel told Zach and Betty, "You're going to have a baby." Even better than that, he's going to be a special baby with special powers right from when he's young by the Holy Spirit. Even better than that, he's going to tell the whole of Israel about good news. And even better than that, that good news is that God has got a plan to save the whole world. And that plan is Jesus. It's a great story. And there's much to talk about in this story. But first of all, I think it's your turn to talk and to think. I'm going to ask you 3 things. And if you have an answer, I'd like you to write it on your YouTube sidebar. And let's see what you say and let's see what everyone says. 3 questions. The first one is this. What is the happiest news that you've ever had?
Just do one at a time.
Just do one at a time. What's the happiest news that you've ever had? There won't be time to read them all out, but it'd be interesting to see what people say. What would you say, George?
I was just thinking that. I don't know. There's no, you can just say, oh, when I got a baby or something. I haven't got that yet.
Have you got an announcement?
No, I'm saying, please do the job.
All right.
Oh, we got married. Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Maybe when I found out I was getting younger brother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Imika, having a baby brother.
Yeah.
Knowing God loves me. When my baby sister Bronte was born, that's what Ruby said.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent. When Steve heard they were having, oh, his nephew's engagement. When the Wellbeing Musics heard that they were having a girl 12 years ago.
Oh,
the Parsnips. Yes, when my wife agreed to marry me.
Yay.
What a lovely story. Good news is wonderful, isn't it? So we've got our next question. Zach and Betty's boy was John. And he became the one we called John the Baptist. And his main job was to help get ready for when Jesus comes. So, if God asked you to do a special job in your life, what would you like it to be? If God said, I've got a special job for you, Jane, what would you like that special job to be? Everyone, get that in on the sidebar.
Special job.
What special job would you like?
Be pretty similar to what I'm doing.
Would it be to be the kids worker at St. Mary's?
I like my job.
Oh, yeah. That's good. George, under pressure again.
Well, luckily I prepared my answers.
What do we have?
What special job would you like? Oh, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Need a bit of time to think about it.
To be a kitten fosterer. What a lovely job from Kate Kappa. Steve Butters, to serve the Lord, to serve Jesus. That is a great special job. That's lovely. We're not going to move on until I get at least one more. Oh, yes, to lead someone to Jesus.
Yes.
That's, again, a wonderful job. To spread the word of Jesus, says Ruby. And to work for Father Christmas, Santa, and to work for animals? Yes, to do good things to help animals out. That's a great answer.
Oh, yeah, to save the planet, actually. That would be...
Okay, so now, final question for us. John the Baptist's job was to prepare the way for Jesus. Jesus hadn't been born. No one even dreamed that God was going to be a baby, that God would come and enter the world as a little baby, as we remember at Christmas. So John's job was to say, Jesus is coming. How can we prepare the way for Jesus the way that John did? I don't think it means going out into the desert and wearing smelly old clothes and eating grasshoppers and honey. It might be for someone. I don't know. George, you seem to be a loss for ideas. So.
Well, I do like honey.
Depending how the university course goes. How can we prepare for...
Yes.
How can we prepare the way for
George
Jesus?
George was just answering.
On the most basic level for me, it's just about... when your friends see you and like they know where you're at and they know where I'm going on a Sunday and a Wednesday.
And
you can just sort of start paving the way with conversations you have and people being aware of where you stand.
Just being natural, letting people know who you are and what's important.
Yeah, without having to like force it.
Yeah, good answer.
Naturally.
Steve, tell people is a good answer.
Yeah, just talk. Just
sow seeds of love and hope in people's lives. Getting ready for Christmas and cards. That's a good way. Cards tell people about Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
What about you?
Yeah, what about you?
How can we prepare the way for Jesus? I think even beyond Christmas, I think there's ways where we try and let people know. The only way they're going to find out is through us.
Yeah.
Fast and pray.
Being kind.
Set the scene and shine a light. Being kind to everyone. Showing Jesus. As we said a couple of weeks ago in Grown Up Church, we are the way that people see Jesus. Carolyn agrees with you, George. Be yourself. You've got something really special in your life and share it. And Katie says, love each other like he loves us. Those are great answers.
She said to fast and pray.
That's and to fast and pray. Yeah, that is preparation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Shy away from conversation as well.
So yeah.
For yourself, but also.
Yeah, don't feel you have to dodge things. Yeah, just naturally talk about. Yeah. So as I finish, one thing I noticed when I read this story is there's a lot of telling going on. I don't know if you noticed. The angel tells Zach the good news. Zach wants to tell everybody the good news, but he can't tell people the good news. But when finally his baby comes, he can tell people all that good news. And Zach and Betty's boy, John, his whole life was going to be spent telling people, telling the world to get ready for Jesus. Tell, tell, tell. Advent is a time of year when we look forward to Jesus coming into the world. We look forward to Christmas and we look forward to Jesus coming back to the world again one more time. Christmas isn't the last time he's here. But here's the big thing. God asks us to be like John the Baptist, to tell the world about Jesus, to tell us, to tell the world to get ready for Jesus because Jesus is coming again. We are like John the Baptist. We're asked to go and tell. I expect we're all getting ready for Christmas now. So like the Zach and Betty story, Christmas is full of signs, angels, people, signs, telling people about Jesus. So we're going to finish by being quiet. We're going to look forward to Christmas. And we're going to see how God tells everyone Jesus is coming. There's going to be some quiet music. There's going to be a Christmas gallery featuring some of St. Mary's young talent. And even some extra facts which tell us more about the Christmas story. And after that, Charles is going to lead us in some prayers.